Hey guys, welcome to this Quick Take episode. We're so excited to have you here with us. In the past, these Quick Take episodes actually were only available to those who financially supported the show through Apple subscriptions and Patreon.
But due to popular demand, we have decided to shake up the perks for our supporters and will be releasing these Quick Takes on Saturdays to everyone, giving you all some extra free content that was previously unavailable to the public.
And these Quick Takes are a little more laid back, and they're hosted by just one of us. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this Quick Take episode.
Shazam!
Boom!
Hey everybody, it's Josh, and I am back with you with another Gaming Quick Takes. Man, I'm starting to really love these bonus episodes. I love hearing the reactions to some of these games. I love it if you've played these and you hop on and tell me, hey, I've played that game, you're right, I love it. So they're just so much fun. And man, I'm going deep on this one. I'm going to recommend a game that I am pretty sure that most of you have not heard of, but I love this style of game. And this is actually a series. They did release a sequel to it, and that is called The Legend of Grimrock. Okay, so Legend of Grimrock 2 is a dungeon-crawling, role-playing game with a modern execution but an old-school heart. A group of four prisoners have shipwrecked on the secluded Isle of Nex. The island is filled with ancient, crumbled ruins, mysterious shrines, and a vast underground network of dungeons and mines. If the prisoners wish to make it out alive, they have to overcome the challenges devised by the ominous mastermind of the island. Ooh, that all sounds pretty good, right? Okay, I'm going to go on a little bit more because there's a little bit better description here. This is all from the developer, by the way. Powers of perception and logic are more important than sheer forces. Since Legend of Grimrock 2 puts a heavy emphasis on exploration, survival, and challenging puzzles, discover powerful ancient artifacts from hidden secret chambers and buried treasures. Arm your champions, cast spells, and craft enchanted potions and bombs to aid you in fighting the dreadful monsters in highly tactical real-time combat. Okay, now if that doesn't have your attention, I don't know what is, because all of those things sound amazing to me. Right, I'm going to sound a little old here, but this game harkens back to the days of games like Beholder and the Might and Magic series. If you don't know what those are, don't tune out just yet. Those games and Legend of Grimrock are basically first-person dungeon crawler RPG games. Turn-based combat, random encounters, planned events, and a heavy emphasis on the RPG progression element are what characterize these types of games. You form a party of various classes, races, archetypes that you would expect from any RPG, and then you go on to take out on the world. They take place on a grid-based system, meaning you walk kind of like one square at a time. So if you press forward, you move a short distance, and then you stop. And you fight in the same aspect. Now, it's all first person, and I know that may not make a whole lot of sense, but trust me, it just works. And it's hard to explain if you aren't used to it. Monsters have to follow the same mechanics, so you can often see them coming and around a corner. Positioning plays a big part in movement and combat. The beauty of these types of games is because they're first person, you get a better sense of the atmosphere and the environment, and with the grid system, they feel very tactical in nature. Plus, you can look around each square you're in, so these games tend to have a lot of hidden secrets, false walls, there's bricks on the walls to click that open up hidden doors or activate traps and things like that. So basically what that means is you move forward in a square, and then you can turn and look in all directions around you. And so if you're in like a dungeon, you can turn and look at the wall, and maybe you notice this one little brick kind of seems out of place. So you move your mouse cursor to it, you click it, it pushes in, opens up a secret wall, and bam, you just found some amazing treasure. All right, so Legend of Grimrock is also fairly moderate in the amount of puzzles that you'll encounter. Some of them require problem solving, like a real life 3D slide puzzle, finding hidden buttons and clues, discovering objects you need to unlock a new area, you know, things like that. So maybe you have to go find a key to open up a grate that lets you into a new area. You know, maybe you have to solve a puzzle and move these statues out of the way so that you can get from like one end of the room to the other end of the room. They're not brain benders, but they add a lot to the enjoyment and the atmosphere. I love these games because they excel at a lot of things other games fail at. Combat is fun and challenging. The vast environments add a huge sense of scope and scale to the game. Dungeons feel cramped and claustrophobic. Wooded areas feel open and menacing. There's clues and story points that are frequent, and you really feel like you're there with the characters. I know it may be a different genre than what some of you are used to, but do yourself a favor and check out a little gameplay because it will make a lot more sense when you see it in action. I absolutely love these types of games, and they're different than a lot of the more popular genres. Is this an absolute must-play game? No. I don't think it will be everybody's cup of tea, but they are worth checking out, especially if you've never played the genre. If you've never played it, then absolutely do yourself a favor and at least look up some gameplay because it's going to catch you off guard, but man, they're fun. I've gotten many hours of enjoyment out of them, and they're fantastic for when you want something a bit different to play. At $19.99 for the first game and $29.99 for The Legend of Grimrock 2, these games are long-lived and enjoyable. The second is a bit more open world with its environments that has some enhanced combat and stuff like that, so I think it's well worth the extra $10. And since you don't need any time playing the first one, it's probably a better entry point anyway. The first is still great, so don't be put off there either. All right, so there it is, Legend of Grimrock. Check out some gameplay footage on this one. It's a genre that is near and dear to my heart. They used to make a lot of games like this, and they kind of fell off, and I'm not really sure why. People kind of move to that isometric top-down view a lot of times, but there's something about that first-person role-playing game that just really resonates with me. It really adds to just kind of the overall feel of the game. I also love the style of combat when you're in first-person like that. There's a lot of games in this genre. Another one that I may even do another bonus episode on is called The Bard's Tale. I never actually played the full series, but Bard's Tale 4 was absolutely incredible. So if you're intrigued, definitely check that one out as well. Again, that's Bard's Tale 4. But I really highly recommend this type of game and especially this series, The Legend of Grimrock. It is a lot of fun. Okay, so there it is. That's your bonus episode from me. Check this game out. I'd really love to chat with some people about it because, again, I think it flies under the radar. And, again, this is not a super well-known genre. So if you kind of get into it, it really opens up a whole world of new possibilities for you. All right. I hope everybody is having an amazing week. From Paul and myself, thank you all for the incredible support. Thank you for your subscriptions. Thank you for being part of this amazing community. And I will see you all next time. Have a good one. Bye-bye.